Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to tackle something really key: finding the secrets to getting noticed online. And we're doing it by looking closely at what your competitors are doing right. Our guide for this is an article from the digital marketing folks over at Ezzy Gold. We're focusing on something called competitor backlink analysis. That sounds a bit technical, maybe?
A little, yeah. But it's actually pretty simple when you break it down. It just means looking at the websites, the friends online that link back to your rivals.
Okay, friends online. And the goal here?
Well, the goal is basically to use that info like a shortcut to help search engines trust your website more. Get you better grades, you could say.
Right, better grades online. So every site linking to my competitor is like a vote for them.
Exactly, a vote of confidence. And this analysis, it's like having a secret map. It shows you precisely where those votes, those good links are coming from, so you know where to get your own website friends.
Okay, I get that for big companies maybe, but what if I'm, you know, a small local business? I just want people in my town to find me. Why look at competitor links then?
That's where it gets really powerful, actually.
Yeah.
Especially for local. This whole process gives you amazing geographic insights.
Geographic insights, meaning?
Meaning you can find out exactly which local websites, maybe community groups, neighborhood blogs, even like the local paper's website. Which of those specific places are linking to your competitors? These are super valuable location-specific links.
Okay, so it helps you build that local authority, so people searching nearby find me first.
Precisely. Think about it. You stop guessing where to get local mentions. You might find your biggest competitor gets tons of business just because maybe the local Chamber of Commerce links to them, or like you said, a community group.
Right. And if I see they're listed there, but I'm not.
That's your gap. Exactly. You found a place where they're winning locally, and you're not even playing yet. It points you right to a proven spot.
Okay, finding the gaps. That makes a lot of sense. It feels like working smarter.
It absolutely is. That's one of the huge benefits. It saves you so much time. You stop, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall, trying ideas that might not work. You avoid those costly mistakes.
Because you're focusing only on what's already working for someone else.
Yes. Proven strategies, and it also helps you find new opportunities, right?
Yep.
Websites maybe you hadn't even thought of, gives you those strategic insights.
Strategic insights and saves time. What else? You mentioned trust.
Yeah, boosting trust. That's maybe the biggest win. By getting links from the right websites, ones that search engines already see as credible, high authority sites.
Yeah.
You seriously boost your own website's performance, your domain authority.
Yeah.
Basically, your overall trust grade goes way up.
Okay, so better trust grades. Now, you mentioned finding what links work. Are there tools for this? I've heard of things like RFFs, SEMrush.
Yeah, those are the big ones. Refs, SEMrush, Moz. They're like special detectors, really. They gather all this data for you. They don't just show who links, but often why. Like, was it a cool infographic they linked to? Or a really helpful guide.
Ah, so the tools show which content attracts the best friends.
Exactly. Which specific pieces, like case studies or checklists, are pulling in those really valuable links from trusted sites. That helps you figure out what you should create.
Got it. So these tools are pretty important for doing this properly then.
For doing it at scale, yes, definitely. They automate a lot. But you can start small, do some manual checking first to get a feel for it before you invest. But yeah, the tools really help identify those high quality, high authority domains that give you the biggest boost.
Okay, let's wrap this up then. The main takeaway here, drawing from that Ezzy Gold article, seems to be learning where your rivals get their online trust, especially locally, is a really smart way to improve your own site's popularity, your credibility, and just how visible you are when people search.
Absolutely. It's about using their success as your roadmap. Which leads to a final thought for you, the listener. We know it's getting quality friends, those high-trust links, not just lots of random ones.
Right.
So think about this for your next step. Which single high-trust website linking to your top competitor are you going to look into first? And what amazing piece of content could you offer them?